Juno Diaz was born in Santo Domingo, moved to New Jersey when he was six.
Reading was my one joy. I kind of had a sort of rough, tough upbringing, a little bit demanding, and books sort of were a great comfort and a great source of joy for me.
When Juno Diaz wasn't reading, he hung out with his siblings.
Four of us were a year apart. One of us, my baby brother, was born in the States. And in the end, we all made good. There was a lot of trouble when we were young, man. There was trouble with the law, will not lie. A couple of us got in trouble with the law. Some of us went down some crazy paths. But now that we're all in our 40s and 30s, everybody made good. Everybody kind of has a white-collar job and, you know, drives their own little cars. We never have to go bail anybody out anymore. It's kind of great.
Diaz started trying to write when he was in undergraduate school at Rutgers and got introduced to the work of Sandra Cisneros and Toni Morrison.
I was reading the kind of books that just kind of blew me the hell away. I was reading, you know, novels that were about the kind of kids that I grew up with, set in the kind of world that seemed very similar to mine. And I think what ended up happening was simply that I just found myself longing to tell the stories of my own life, longing to kind of break some of the silences that I grew up with, longing to sort of give, really kind of give voice to the way I lived in some ways. And I think that that's really what started it.
Diaz's first attempts at writing, though, were not fiction.
I was a film script writer, man, and I was terrible at it. Part of the reason I switched to writing fiction was because my scripts were so bad.
Juno Diaz got deeply into fiction writing, starting a series of connected short stories while in the writing MFA program at Cornell.
I loved this idea of these connected stories and the way that connected stories work, how productive the fractures and the silences are between the stories. You know, it was something that I just was drawn to. That's what I was working on. That's what I was working on. I was reading a lot and working on those stories.
Diaz eventually published those stories as the critically acclaimed collection Drown, which introduced his recurring character, Junior, who returned in Diaz's Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde, and is at the heart of the new story collection, This Is How You Lose Her.
This collection, I went out of my way to sort of leave a lot of the things that were uneven, not to bevel everything, not to plane everything down. I wanted this kind of this breathless sense of imperfection. I think it was just more human.
Junior struggles with several varieties of heartache and attempts to remedy them, and This Is How You Lose Her, including his older brother Rafa's losing battle with cancer. Here's an excerpt from the story, The Pura Principle.
I was 17 and a half. Smoking so much bud that if I remembered an hour from any one of those days, it would have been a lot. My mother was checked out in her own way. She wore herself down between my brother and the factory and taking care of the household. I'm not sure she slept. Lady still managed to scrounge a couple of hours here and there to hang with her new main man, Jehovah. I had my yerba, she had hers. She'd never been big on the church before. But as soon as we landed on Cancer Planet, she went so over-the-top Jesucristo that I think she would have nailed herself to a cross if one had been handy. That last year, she was especially Ave Maria. Had her prayer group over to our apartment 2-3 times a day. The four horse faces of the apocalypse, I called them. The youngest and the most horse-faced was Gladys. Books don't work for everybody, you know? Like, people will read The Strange Case, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and not like it. But a lot of people do, and I think in the end, what I wanted for this book is for a reader that it would work for. I wanted, when they read the beginning to when they got to the end, for there to be a current of energy that runs through all these stories, that the current isn't disrupted by any one story, and in fact, that each story adds to that current and makes that final bolt, final, you know, jolt the stronger. And so part of what happens is that you've got to get the stories into the right order, and they've got to each have the right tone so that they work and echo and help the sort of the flow from the last story to the next.
Juno Diaz, author of the highly recommended and widely praised new collection of connected short stories, This Is How You Lose Her. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Caston.